Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 no talking. Hey. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
That's better. See, you knew your cue, and you did the right thing. Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, Franklin location. It's Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. We did it! We almost made it through the first month of the year. But did we make name tags? Oh, I see that we did. Wait, what's that? You're just holding up some sort of pop vinyl?
That's me.
That's you on the pop vinyl? Here, throw that over here. Or just pass it up. Very good. Oh, because your name is David?
Don't read the back.
Don't read the back? Oh, because your shithead's on the back?
Yeah.
That's your shithead?
Yes.
Dreamers? I am gonna, if one of the guests selects you, I'm gonna say pick somebody else. Why would your shithead be Dreamers?
Why not?
Why not, indeed? That is a really good point, David. And what? Oh, so there is a character named David in Alien. Which alien was it?
Covenant.
Covenant? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, shit. And thank you to everyone else for bringing those, and we'll whip them out again in a little bit. Doug plugs, Saturday, February 10th, Douglas Movies is back at Gassy Helium in Portland, Oregon at 4:20. Wednesday, February 14th, it's the annual Valentine's Day show at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home, San Diego. And I've got shows in different area codes coming up in Denver, Tempe, New Orleans, Sacramento, Chico, that's on 4:20, Indianapolis, Rosemont, Illinois, Lexington, Kentucky, and more. For all my dates, deets, and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
Okay, that whole thing was off. Like, are you ever watching like cable TV in your hotel room and the lips don't match the words? And you're like, what do I do to fix this? And the answer's nothing. From the corrections department, Tom Hanks pees for longer than 21 seconds in A League of Their Own. The actual length of time he pees is 51 seconds. Yeah, never trust the internet. I guess I saw a clip on YouTube that was shortened. Here's the prize bag. I just got back from Las Vegas yesterday, so it's a bag from the good old Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas. It's always a nice time. Oh, shit. But I got a Douglas Movies t-shirt, a hat that says SP on it, and that stands for Sexed Panther. So look that up if you want. Find out what that's all about. And then, a guy up in San Francisco who comes to a lot of shows, he gave me this. It's a Blu-ray. It's the 30th anniversary of a movie called You're the Hunter from the Future. So I'm giving that away. And, of course, a beautiful Christmas bong. Yeah, I got enough of these to give away at every show for the whole year. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And then, finally, I was grocery shopping today, and I saw this, and I had to buy one to put in the prize bag. It's a toothbrush that makes Star Wars noises, and this one is dedicated to the character of Rey.
I can do this.
What a weird-ass attitude about brushing your teeth. I could do this. Your teeth aren't completely fucked.
We're not done yet.
Man, she wants you to just brush your teeth for fucking ever. That's not cool, Ray. All right, so all that's going to the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my three guests tonight, who are... Uh-oh, Ray's still going on. No? Okay. It says there's like a minute of light and sound. I guess to get kids to brush their teeth for a minute.
You're welcome.
She talks you through brushing your teeth and then is a real asshole about it. All right, let's get him out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Mark Ellis, Jacob Siroff, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. a.k.a. Lil Logan or Laura. That's the name of the little girl in Logan.
I'm gonna veto that one.
Okay. All right, Laura.
There it is.
He was a little snubbed.
What? No.
Logan was snubbed.
So yeah,
was
no, not me. No, I'm an award winner.
He wasn't snubbed. He got nominated for best screenplay. That's pretty high up there in the nominations. I wish Patrick Stewart had gotten nominated.
I wish the kid, too.
Yeah, that's a tough one because people don't think kids, you know, they have mixed opinions about kids' performances in movies. Like that girl Brooklyn Prince in Florida Project, you know, some people don't think that's acting when you just coerce a child that young into just doing stuff. But I thought she was pretty good. Yes, stuff happens in that movie.
Oh, I know.
Some
I
of
saw it,
it shouldn't happen to children.
No.
But anyway, thanks for being here, guys. This is a basically a rematch of an episode we did in San Diego one time where these three guys really, really went after each other. Who won that one?
I believe I did, and it was contentious.
Yeah, I think it was controversial. I think that I think Jacob Siroff answered a question inaccurately. And then got upset that you called him out on being inaccurate. Like, he answered like a movie that didn't come out yet. It was like coming out.
Oh, that
years.
Is always controversial.
That was that was actually on 12 Guests. No, what happened was that Sam's brother yelled out something.
But it was an answer I already knew. So that wasn't, it didn't change anything for me.
All right, fellas. I'm glad we're bringing you back together to settle this.
Crowd seems fired up.
Yeah. But let's meet everybody individually, starting with the man to my left. Mark Ellis is here, everybody.
Happy New Year, Doug. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. And what have you got there for the prize bag?
This is
half-finished beer?
Of my good friend. This is from me. And then my good friend Danny Fernandez provided a pop-ish toy of Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. There you go.
All right. Some people are excited about that.
I really
that.
Hope one of those seven people wins.
Yeah.
You either know what Dragon Ball Z is or you have no idea what it is. And I'm in the latter, to be honest with you. But if you listen to the opening theme music, the guitar kicks ass.
All right. It's in the bag.
I feel like I'm slowly watching him be like cremated or something. You just you put it in there and you looked really sad and
no, I crushed somber. It a little bit on the way in. Oh shit.
Oh man.
People are so concerned about Ray. The Ray toothbrush. Jacob Siroff is here, everybody.
He brought his foreman's lunch.
Yeah.
So everybody could stop writing to me on Twitter saying, it just went on for weeks. I don't want a year off of Siroff. All right, we decided that weeks ago.
Some people wanted a year off.
So there were definitely some that wanted it, and they can read, so they'll see your name in the description of this show and then skip this one. And
hey, they're lost.
I don't miss them. I really don't, because I have no idea who they are. I don't see the exact numbers. If I saw the numbers dip precipitously yeah. every time you're on, then I'd rethink this whole letting you back on the show. But
I made a list.
Every December, I think we should have everybody vote whether or not the next year it was a year off of zero.
It was interesting. You find out who you are when you become a hashtag.
You do?
Yeah. People really feel the need to let you know stuff about yourself.
But it was mostly positive, I think, and that's a great thing. What'd you bring for the prize bag?
Okay, part of the bag is part of it. This what, friends of the show, Sean Sakamai, am I saying Sakamai? Is that how they say the last
Sakamai?
Name? Sakamai. Sakamai, okay. Oh, I'm glad I knew that. And his brother Daryl works for the Barefoot Company, so this is like some wine cooler bag thing.
Okay.
But I brought other stuff in it. I did this cheat that I've done before where I had my kids do art. But I think it's really cool, and they did this, just whipped this up today.
What are they now, 17 and 22?
Right, exactly. Well, this is my son's, it's cute, whatever, he's 7, who cares? But my daughter actually did a really good job, like, objectively, I think, and this is, like, pretty cool, I think. She did this, like, on, like...
Oh, wow, like, yeah, in pencil, like, she's on, definitely like, got more talent
how old
than
is she?
The boy.
She's 13. She's
that
13.
Seems like cheating. Yeah.
So she's a grown Jewish man now.
Okay, well,
oh, and I also brought this cool comic book. This is a Marvel Universe, the official handbook. This is a 1985. Remember before Wikipedia, we had this. It's not a real comic book. It just like has a bunch of characters and their descriptions and their origins. And I thought it was cool because Black Panther's in this one. So I brought that.
Nice timing.
That's topical. And there's a bunch of cool like Marvel characters. And, like there's Captain America and that other guy. And then, just Satan is hanging out there. I don't know the Marvel Universe as well, but Satan is just on the, I guess he's in the... Yeah. I'm waiting for that movie.
Like Devil Man or something.
Yeah, Devil Man. So, okay.
All right, so do we get that bag?
Yeah, in the bag.
All right, so put all this shit back in.
All right.
So the daughter has great artistic... I mean, that's Doug Benson. That's a camera. This, and it might be my Star Wars brain, this looks like Kylo Ren meeting evil BB-8 for the very first time.
I don't understand. Like, I wouldn't take toothbrushing advice from a British person in the first place.
She's not British. She's from a different galaxy.
Wow, that was a nice little exchange between her and BB or something. All right, give me that stuff. That funky stuff. And what do you... Oh, Sam Levine is here, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello!
Doug, I've been trying to clean out this TV screeners box that I've had in my home now for 2 years, and it is just, no matter how many of these I give away, it seems like the box is replicating itself when I leave it alone. So I'm just gonna roll through a bunch of TV titles that I know you guys are excited to have DVDs of, which is the preferred way to watch television shows nowadays. So here we go. You're going to get episodes of Billions, The Affair, Rectify, House of Cards, The Good Wife, Madam Secretary, Jane the Virgin, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a couple shows called Younger, Impastor, Lopez, Teachers, and then from the Epics Network, Graves, starring Nick Nolte, and some show called Berlin. that I don't know anything about or anyone who's on, but these 10 one-hour episodes were filmed in Berlin, Germany, and the Canary Islands, Spain, so watch it just for the locales, folks. There you go.
I think it's called Berlin Station.
You're right. It is Berlin Station.
You know I love a full title.
I know you do.
I love how you just put so much bread in that House of Cards sandwich. Like, let's just not acknowledge this one.
Yeah, what
yeah, I'm
do
not
you
touching
do?
That one. You pass that one.
Yeah. What do you do with, you know, the previous episodes of House of Cards? Do you just never watch them ever again because of Kevin Spacey?
Well, at least we don't have to watch Superman Returns ever again.
Whoa.
Yeah, shots fired.
Yeah.
And Singer. Fuck both those guys.
All right. I'd rather not, but I get where you're coming from. So...
And fuck Wilmer Valderrama, right?
No? Wait, what did he do?
No, nah, he's in the movie. He's great.
He's just hot.
Yeah.
He's in Superman Returns?
Yeah.
Who does he play?
I don't know.
He just hangs out there for a minute.
No, that's... I think you're... That's Cal Penn, you racist.
No, Wilmer's in it too.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. Hanging out in the boat together.
Huh.
And fuck you, Kate Bosworth.
There you go. She's definitely in it.
Yeah. Saw Blue Crush. She's hitting on a bunch of surfer kids. I don't know.
All right. The Oscar nominations came out, and, you know, as we mentioned earlier, Jacob is sad for the millionaires who made Logan. And but I just wanted to go down the line and ask each of you, starting, let's go positive to begin with. What was your favorite, like, most, like, what are you rooting for to win now that it's been nominated? What do you think, Mark?
Now that it's been nominated, I am rooting for The Shape of Water to win Best Picture. I think that'd be a really cool Best Picture because it combines a lot of different genres, Doug. You got some sci-fi, you got some political intrigue, romance, drama, comedy. She has sex with a fish guy. Zany.
Well, first of all, that's not a very nice way to describe Michael Shannon, but also... Like, Michael Shannon's sex scene with his wife where she, like, just pulls out a tit for no reason. Guillermo's got some fucked up ideas, and he put a lot of them in that movie. It's like, it's a fairy tale with just very disturbing elements, and I love all of it.
You know what would be a great supercut is who's the worst lover, Michael Shannon or the fish? Like, because Michael Shannon's been there before, he just is like a dick about it, and the fish is like, this is all new to me, I might come, but I'm better than Michael Shannon, I don't know.
I've got hidden genitalia.
I'm in a bathtub, it's weird. I can't breathe.
I'm worried that most people haven't seen The Shape of Water. Guys, this is all in the movie. So if you haven't seen it, get on it.
Yeah, it's a wild movie.
I don't want to see it anymore.
Well, it's a good performance. Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No, but...
Right. Oh, dude, it's
I knew
good.
About this. I heard Guillermo on NPR.
Yeah, it's not one you
NPR
could take your kids to, really.
No.
So what...
They're begging me, but...
What are you rooting for to win?
I'm going for Lady Bird. That's mine.
That you want to win Best Picture?
Yeah, I'd like to see it win as anything it's nominated for.
Yeah, well, it's...
I think it's like once in a generation good.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, that everybody's super into that Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, or Missouri, depending on
when
who's
talking. Whether you're Frances McDormand or not.
Yeah, exactly. But she got... You know, when they announced, Tiffany Haddish was did the announcements with Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
And she kept saying Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And then he finally said it her way once.
Yep.
And I was like, good for her. She got that British fuck to fall in line.
That's right.
Yeah, that white piece of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lady Bird is the single best reviewed motion picture to come out last year, according to, you know, Rotten Tomatoes.
Could happen.
Yeah, I mean...
I wouldn't bet on it, but it could.
Three Billboards really seems to have the momentum, but, you know, yeah, it could be... I mean, Get Out is another strong possibility to take Best Picture, just because it's just a fantastic movie at a perfect time.
I think screenplay for that.
Yeah? All right. Sam?
I'm going to do a different category. I'm going to say that I am hopeful that Gary Oldman finally wins an Oscar. And
yeah,
it sure
I mean,
looks like he's
deserved it a million times.
And, this is only his second nomination ever.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
Yeah. Well, he got four nominations for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. But I get your point. Yeah. I mean, when you play all four of those characters, no, sure. They all deserve.
Sure.
But, yeah, he's amazing in Darkest Hour. Like, the makeup is very well done, but also the lighting is very dark. Yeah, like, I think it's called Darkest Hour so that you can't see his makeup.
But even beyond the makeup, though, like, he really is gone.
Yeah. And it's fun. He's gone, but it's also fun to see Gary Oldman in there. Like, you see glimmers of the crazy Sid and Nancy Gary Oldman, like, in his eyes and stuff. But yeah, he's great in it, and
he's so good.
He's won every other award, so it seems he seems to be one of the biggest locks of the night.
I'd say him, McDormand, and Allison Janney are probably the easiest to predict.
Yeah, and Sam Rockwell seems like he seems very due. You know,
keep pushing that three billboards agenda, Benson.
I'm not a huge fan.
I prefer, you know, when it comes to Martin McDonagh, I like In Bruges much better. But
way
In
better.
Bruges was, you know, mostly overlooked. I think it might have gotten a screenplay nomination, maybe.
Yeah.
But, all right, so now let's get to the snubs, guys, because I know Jacob has one. Mark, what's your biggest snub? What one thing, what one performance or technical thing didn't get nominated?
I think my biggest snub would have to be Wes Studi for Hostiles.
Hostiles in general. I've heard it's good. I haven't seen it yet.
It's great, man. It's a really good movie, but like, they made the movie and it came out in time for Oscar consideration, and then the studio was like, Native Americans aren't tracking well right now, so they just didn't put it out in time, and they didn't put the money behind the campaign, and so then the movie comes out. A lot of people saw it last weekend. It made $10 million in its big opening release, and Wes Studi is so good in it. He's been such a great actor for a long time. He doesn't get a lot of roles. I mean, he's not like, you know, he's not getting offered a lot of stuff. He knocks this one out of the park, and I think that if the Academy gave it more consideration, he would have been nominated for Best Supporting Actor. That, and I'm also pissed Coco didn't get Best Picture. It got Best Animated, but that, you can't tell me that the Phantom, the Daniel Day-Lewis sewing clothes, is better than Coco.
Oh, but he sews a little secret into each of his garments.
I got a bridge.
Only he knows about it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, Phantom Thread was not for me, but you know, I could see the. I could see why people like it. You know, it's very, it's intense in its own way. But boring to me.
It felt like it was 2.5 hours, and I'm talking about the trailer, Doug.
Boom.
Jacob, is it still, you're sticking with Logan?
Yeah, I think as much as I want to go with the kid, I think Logan Best Picture deserved a Best Picture nomination.
Yeah, right. That's you know, that's always rough. I mean, it's happened over the years. You know, like Star Wars was nominated for Best Picture. Raiders was nominated for Best Picture. Jaws was. It happens.
Avatar.
But,
I know.
But,
Lord of the Rings.
Man, I remember when Avatar came out, how mad people got at me for not liking it. And then it has taken such a short amount of time for no one to be mad about it anymore. Like, you could talk all the shit you want about Avatar, and no one's like, hey, man!
There's one guy somewhere. Like,
yeah,
that.
Probably.
But Avatar, that was 2009, right? That was the first year they did 10 nominees.
Maybe, yeah.
Because 2008 was The Dark Knight, and everybody was losing their shit over it, and so that's why the Academy changed to 10.
Right.
So that's how it snuck in.
Gotta get that popular movie in there. Plus, they want people to watch. They want your Avatars and Titanics to get nominated.
It's good for the business.
Yeah.
I thought Coco was so-so.
Whoa! Yeah.
They set themselves up for that one.
Right. But really, you just didn't get into it? You just because of Mexicans?
Stop. I'm a boxing fan. Of course I love Mexicans.
Like watching them beat the shit out of each other?
They're the best at it. They really are. But it's fine. It was like a solid B+. I see all the Pixar stuff with my kids. I like Pixar. I just didn't think it was one of the special ones.
You saw it with your kids?
I saw it with one of my kids.
See, there you go. It's the same problem you had, because you guys saw it in the theater and you guys had to trudge through the 25-minute Olaf thing.
Dude, I went to a theater and watched the Olaf thing and then left. I've never seen Coco because they announced they were going to pull the Olaf thing because people were hating it so much, and I wanted to see it, so I went before they pulled it. And I'm still going to see Coco. Of course I'm going to see it. But I'm curious, Jacob, though. Like, it didn't make you cry at all? Because it's as emotional as other Pixar movies.
It wasn't for me, but... not like Inside Out or what's the other, like,
boy, that second the second Toy Story when that Randy Newman song comes on, Sarah McLachlan sings it,
that's
I fucking lose it every time.
Yeah, or Up, the first 5 minutes of Up, hey yeah. kids, before yeah, the house right, with balloons right. cancer
yeah that sucked.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal
in a good way. I mean,
yeah. Wow, can you imagine if Bambi's mom died in the first 5 minutes of Bambi?
Mm-hmm. It was like,
doesn't
Bambi.
She
yeah.
Does she?
Yeah, I think it happens right away.
Pretty soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bambi. I don't watch anime. I haven't seen Bambi since I'm 4. So I don't know. I thought it happened more closer to the middle of the movie.
Same for Nemo. She goes pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them have the death pretty early on, yeah. so that then the rest of the movie can
yeah,
be
I guess
happening.
That makes
you
sense.
Can have Ellen.
Well, it doesn't end with a death.
Dumbo gets pulled from his mother in the first, like, 3 minutes. That's real sad.
But that's the worst
one. Well,
that's
just called birth.
No, the story drops. His mother. The elephant's scene. Made up in the sky, drops down. Dumbo's mom adopts this thing that the stork dropped off, and then they go away, and then the mom rocks him because the mom's in jail. She takes her mama trunk, and she rocks Dumbo one more time before she never... I'm crying right now, Doug.
Jesus.
She's never going to see
you are
again.
Pretty goddamn intense about Dumbo. Do you just... Do you avert your eyes when you go walk by the ride at Disneyland? Have a mental breakdown. Sam, what's your big snub?
My big snub is he probably wouldn't win because it does look like Sam Rockwell's going to take that one, but Michael Stuhlbarg for Call Me By Your Name.
Right, it's pretty amazing. He doesn't have any heavy scenes, but like that one scene where he's just sitting there really talking about...
Oh, that's pretty heavy, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? He's yeah. just like, he's such a compelling and great actor.
So good.
That it almost feels almost too easy. Like yeah. he doesn't, you know what I mean? He doesn't, like the kid that stars in the movie, sure. Timothy Chalamet, yeah. has to fucking cry into the camera for the entire end credits. And I'm yeah. watching it at the theater and people are getting up and leaving. And I'm like, why did you sit through this whole thing? Yeah. And now you don't give a shit about this kid anymore. Yeah. He's fucking crying. Yeah. While the grip's name is going by.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Was he watching Dumbo or?
No, he was just pulling out pubic hairs. The old Joey Tribbiani trick.
Well, my biggest snub was Lego Batman Movie didn't get nominated for animated movie.
Huh.
And because I really was thinking that's my only chance in life to be in an Academy Award nominated movie.
Oh.
But, you know, I'll keep trying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I'll keep doing parts when people ask me to.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it turns out great.
And you know what, Peter O'Toole? If you don't get one, they'll just give you an honorary at some point.
Oh my
since
God,
you put in the
you
lifetime.
Imagine?
You put in the lifetime of work.
Yeah,
here.
You did a lot of extra work, Doug Benson.
He was in 800 Lego movies. They give you an Oscar made out of
fucking,
Legos.
I wish, man. I mean, it doesn't pay much, but it's going to pay me for the rest of my life.
It's true, guys. That's how residuals work.
Yeah, I mean, the initial job isn't that great, but
no.
then the check you get a few months later.
Sure.
Oh, that's
yeah.
nice.
You're like, oh, it was a good job. And then, like, 2 years later, you get one. You're like, 68 cents? What the fuck? Why even send it?
European.
Uh-huh.
Or what's another one? I mean, I guess home video or whatever. And
yep.
Yeah. Residuals.
Yeah.
Hashtag DLM Oscar Challenge if you're going to do like I'm doing, which is I'm going to attempt to watch everything that got nominated for an Oscar.
In everything.
In every category.
Oh, my God.
I failed last year, but I missed a few things, but I'm going to try to make it this year. A lot of stuff's on Netflix, and I'll go to those, you know, where they have in theaters where you could sit and watch all five animated shorts in one
yeah.
sitting, that kind of thing.
Kobe's nominated. John Williams did the music for it.
What?
For Dear Basketball. It's Kobe Bryant's poem. It's animated. It got nominated for Best Animated Short, and John Williams did the music for it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's my pick.
I'm just going to say this because it's, you know, it's totally bragging, but I'm in the movie Space Camp, and John Williams wrote the score, and scored a scene that I'm in. So John Williams had to watch me on a monitor.
Oh my God.
And decide what the London Philharmonic is going to play while I'm staring up at a spaceship that shoots into space full of kids.
So this is the Leah Thompson Space Camp.
Yes.
Oh my God, what a terrible movie.
Yeah. Starring Lee Phoenix.
That's right.
As the boy who befriends Max, the robot. Mm-hmm. And the robot wants to send... Since Leaf's dream is to go into space,
yeah,
the robot wants to send him into space. Yeah. So the robot fucks with some shit at NASA.
Yeah.
And then me and all the other guys that work at NASA are like, why the fuck is that spaceship really taking off?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of kids in it.
Yeah.
And the movie came out 4 or 5 months after the Challenger exploded.
That's right.
So it was a massive failure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why? They should have gotten that robot from Rocky.
Rocky Four.
From Rocky Four, yeah.
Yeah.
That Paulie figured out how to program somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paulie's like a computer whiz.
Paulie gave it a woman's voice.
Yeah, how did he figure
that out? Everybody loved that robot.
I watched the Challenger explode a lot. My teacher brought in a television set so we could watch the Challenger take off, and we watched that happen live in class.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Nice life lesson.
And that's the day you decided you would hate Coco.
Yeah. All right, Bert can turn the show off now because I'm about to say, let the games begin! Name tags, people brought them. Got lots of good ones. And then there's that guy with that little toy. So you guys know what to do. Gentlemen, pick your name tags, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be back after these words.
Hey, no sponsors for this episode, so I'll just take a second to tell you about a couple more road dates. On July 7th, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio, doing Doug Loves Movies at the Funny Bone at 4:20. And then the next day, we're doing a stand-up show at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, some say Montgomery, Ohio, and that's also at 4:20. And like I said earlier in the show, for all of my dates, go to douglovesmovies.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. She's so serious. Who are you playing for, Mark?
I am playing for... Let's see.
I was a Nina-age werewolf.
Nina. Playing for Nina. She's got some stuff taped to this this backing that she clearly swung by a Michaels or some sort of craft store to get. This is a well-done poster. There's some...
She put some cat butt gum on there, which is, you know, it's not the worst gum out there, but...
It might be,
it's
actually.
It's definitely pretty bad. And then this is a weed thing?
Yeah. Oh, it's a weed Rice Krispie treat.
A tiny Rice Krispie treat. Are you going to eat it?
Should I?
Well, I'm just saying, you picked that name tag, and she on there to
At the time of the picking, I did not know it had a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, okay.
But I will eat the Rice Krispie treat because I love Nina and I love werewolves.
That's gluten free.
I mean, you don't have to eat it right now, but it would be kind of fun to
I'll eat
see
it,
how you do.
But now I just saw what Siroff is packing.
Yeah, he's got Reese's, one of those big Reese's.
Not more than that. I feel like this is maybe the best pick I've ever done as far as like just like, you know, upside. Because I'm playing for 200 cigarettes. Garrett is your name?
Garrett.
Cigarettes. Which
cigarettes.
Is not much spelling alteration needed, so that's cool. But a whole bag of the donut, of Hostess donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. I'm going to throw a couple and eat a couple.
All right.
Right.
I'm going to need one of those in about 10 minutes.
And everybody's on it. It's got a whole bunch of regulars from the show on it. And it's like actually pasted on. Like he did like fifth grade style. Like my daughter's obviously way more talented than you are already. But it's kind of cute, I thought.
All right.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it.
Oh, and at the top says, it's 11:59 on New Year's Eve. Do you know Doug Loves Movies? It's kind of weird grammatically. Not how you would set that up typically, but
Sam, I'm not surprised by your pick because a gentleman he showed me that today on Twitter, and I was like, I bet you that's going to get picked.
That is correct.
Because I knew you were going to be here.
That you are quite the detective. I am playing for Inglorious Brewsters. Am I saying that right? And his name tag is made of something I didn't even know existed. It is the motion picture soundtrack and, I guess, score to Inglourious Basterds on vinyl. So, this is the old vinyl. Doesn't feel like the vinyl
it's
is
empty.
In there.
Yeah,
kept you got that at home?
Precious cargo at
home. Yeah, you don't want to risk that coming out here.
Yeah, in case you wanted to keep it.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Can he keep the cover?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not mine.
That's what I'm asking.
Can I keep this cover?
He'd prefer to.
He wants to keep it.
I'd like to hang on to that because I'd like to be able to put the Blu-ray. What is it?
It's a. It's vinyl.
Vinyl. I'd like to put the vinyl back in its sleeve.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, good luck, Brewster, and good luck to Garrett and Nina. And somebody's going to win all this stuff tonight. I've got some exciting games lined up for these very competitive players. Oh. Starting with Purple Rain Man. We're going to go third billing, second billing, first billing. The co-stars in a movie mashup title. Guess as often as you'd like until somebody figures out what the full title is. Starting with, in third billing, Renee Zellweger and J.T. Walsh. The late J.T. Walsh. Has anybody got any ideas on that?
Is she she's the third billing and he's the second, or
they're both third billing?
Both third billing.
You're gonna next get the second billed people and then the first billed people in a movie mashup title, and the titles are mashed up in order. So the Renee Zellweger movie, followed by the J.T. Walsh movie. Second billing: Cuba Gooding Jr. and Ray Sharkey. So I think you probably have the first half figured out. No guesses. I like this. I like nice quiet time for me to think. And top billed, Tom Cruise and Michael Chiklis.
Jerry Maguire, Fantastic Four.
Full title. Rise of the Sinister. What do you got, Sam?
I got nothing for Chiklis, J.T. Walsh, and who is
Ray Sharkey.
Ray Sharkey.
He's also dead, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what this movie is.
I don't know who Ray Sharkey is, but he sounds fun.
Yeah, right? It's a pretty cool last name, Sharkey.
We're going to Ray's. Oh, what's his last name? Sharkey?
Does he have a machine?
Jerry Maguire tapped. I don't know what.
Whoa.
Wire tap?
Whoa.
Jerry Maguire tap.
What was the
Jerry
movie?
Jerry Maguire.
That's correct. Okay. Jerry Maguire. Because Michael Chiklis played John Belushi in the movie Wired and was told by Dan Aykroyd and many others that he'll never work again until, of course, he won all those awards for starring in The Shield for several years and played the thing in two fantastic
what,
horror
what
movies.
Was the beef on set with Aykroyd? Or?
Not a beef, but Dan Aykroyd didn't like the book Wired and he didn't like that they made a movie of it. And then he basically said, you know, this guy, you're never going to work again because it's the nerve of you to play John
role.
Belushi in a movie that depicts him as a drug addict who died. how dare you? But I still love Dan Aykroyd because he gets blown by ghosts. This next game in a family movie.
That's Skull Vodka's good stuff, man.
Let's play Build a Title.
Yay!
Let's do it.
Okay.
People love it. It's not the easiest game, so I only whip it out when I have the strongest players. And we're going to
start. Don't whip it out, Doug. Hashtag me too.
Jacob gets to go first. Then we'll go to Sam and then to Mark. And the starter title is a movie called, speaking of Gary Oldman, I think he's in this, State of Grace. Yeah, State of Grace. What do you want to add to that, Sam?
Oh, I thought you were starting with Jacob. No?
No, but I'm just curious what you're going to add when it gets to you. Jacob, what do you want to add? State of Grace.
I can add to the either side or have to add to that?
Either side.
Okay. All right, how about Enemy of the State of Grace?
Ooh, okay. I thought it might go Red State, but Enemy's good. All right, Sam.
Enemy of the State of Grace of My Heart.
Ooh, what's that?
That's a movie with Ileana Douglas?
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's a period piece.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you got Enemy of the State of Grace of My Heart, Mark.
Enemy of the State of Grace of My Heart and Souls.
Ooh, okay.
Robert Downey Jr., Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, it's a shame that that word is souls.
Yeah, I know. I really fucked that game up, didn't I?
Yeah, it might bring it to a halt.
Thanks for the Rice Krispie treat, Nina.
Are you playing it?
No, no. What?
Okay. So, I just wanted to, so it's my turn.
I would have just skipped me if I was playing. And also, I knew what the first title was going to be, so that'd be cheating.
Okay. I get that.
What do you got?
I got Sleeping with the Enemy of the State.
Wait for it.
Grace.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Can I fucking finish?
Yeah.
You've already got a swastika staring at me.
Go ahead.
Staring at me for the whole game. With your psychological tactics. Of the grace of the heart of the souls or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While you were sleeping with the enemy of the state of grace of my heart and souls.
All right. So, seems like we're done here.
Soul's coming back to bite me in the ass, isn't it?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's got to end with while.
Probably a movie called
Begin with Souls.
Like After a While.
Oh, I'm sure there might be something like that.
Yeah, who's in it, Graham?
Yeah. Leaf Garrett. You got anything?
Is Souls Man a sequel to the
No, that's Souls Men.
Souls Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I feel like there's a while in there, but
you're out. Jacob?
I'm not going to try to do the whole thing, but I'm going to guess there's a movie called Solstice. Because there probably is.
Right, but you'd have to know that there is and tell me something about it.
I think Courtney Cox is in it.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Sold. Stis.
The period piece.
Can you add anything, Sam, just to...
Yeah, I'll try. Soul Survivor.
Soul Survivor, I like it.
That works.
Yeah.
The spelling works.
What was that?
That's
the Mark Wahlberg
Marky
thing?
Walk, yeah, Marky Mark with the Ben Foster and the Lone Survivor. Oh, no, Soul Survivor is a different movie, but it definitely
works. Soul Survivor is about Bernie Mac.
Yeah, that was Lone Survivor.
That was Lone Survivor. No, there is one called Soul Survivor. I've seen that title somewhere.
Yeah, it came out like
on
last
the,
year.
No, I legitimately have on the DirecTV crawl. I've never clicked
on it. It's a Michael Bolton album.
That's a real movie. I would bet my life on it. I've never clicked on it, but it's a movie.
All right, well, you know, you won anyway. So
all right. For the people who come after me. I mean the stalkers.
It's the people who come after me.
Mostly family members.
All right, you guys. Sam gets to go first in this next game, and it's wildly appropriate that he does because he's one of the best players at this. We're going to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Ellis is excited.
Yeah, I brought my handy-dandy book of categories that gentlemen in the Atlanta area made for me. And
have you added some new ones to it or no?
Always.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, because I can't you know, give you the same ones you've heard before, Sam.
I agree. I don't want ones that have come up before. I know you were crossing them all out last time we did this.
You were legit.
You were running low.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right.
But I fixed it.
Good. Very excited.
I reloaded. So Sam gets to pick between three categories. We'll switch the order around. So it'll go Sam, Jacob, and then Mark. But Sam gets to pick between these. And again, unlike me in the past, I'm not going to tell you what the category title means until you pick one.
Right.
Sam, would you like NYCU Real Soon? Don't Mess with Mississippi or Giant Broken Arm?
As intriguing as that is, I'll try NYCU later.
Okay. Giant Broken Arm is movies with a large cast.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But you went with NYCU Real Soon?
I see you real soon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's movies where a character moves to New York.
To New York?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it happens. At the end of Lady Bird and The Big Sick. This movie, though, is from 1988.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin gives it 2 stars. And I'm just going to tell you one thing he says about this movie, and that's that it has junior high school level dramatics. And he lists 9 names. How many names can you get it in? Sam the Ma'am, a.k.a. Laura.
Oh, man. You said 9?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say 8 names.
Smart opening bid. Because who knows what the fuck this movie is. Jacob, how many names can you knock off of there? Would you like to challenge Sam? With an unheard of 8 names.
I mean, I think I could do it in 7.
You got to go lower,
yeah,
right?
I could. Actually, let's go 6.
All right, he's going 6. Chipping away at it, Mark.
There weren't a lot of movies about people moving to New York in 88, Doug.
I couldn't tell you any movie that was from 88 because I'm bad with years, but...
I think I might already know.
I'm sure. It seems like people move to New York in movies every year.
Not in 88, they didn't. I'm gonna challenge Jacob.
Whoa.
Because I don't think he can get it in 6. Is that how that works?
Right, but it seems like you had a real handle on what it might be if you're saying there's not a lot of movies where that happens, and then you're challenging him.
Yeah, no, that was all Ray Lightsaber confidence. None of that was coming from the noggin. That was all my parents are junk traders strength right there.
4 portions. All right, Jacob, you get 6 names.
Okay.
Good luck to us all, or to you specifically. The six people who are at the bottom of the nine names are Paul Benedict, Ron Dean, Gina Gershon, Kelly Lynch, Lawrence Luckinbill, and Lisa Barnes. Do those names help you at all, Jacob?
They do not, but I'm still going to guess Working Girl.
Oh, that is not a bad guess, even though I believe she lived in the state or nearby.
I was going to tell you, Lawrence Luckinbill played Cybok, Spock's brother in Star Trek V.
Dear God.
I think.
Yeah, I thought that might
such
help you.
Such a dramatic reaction, Mark.
I thought that might help you.
It's like a scene from a Star Trek movie.
It was Dr. McCoy reacting. God.
Star Trek 5 was later. No, it was before.
Star Trek 5 was actually 89, I think.
Yeah, so. All of this doesn't matter. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Captain Benson, these Vulcans will never get laid.
The point is, the movie is not...
It's not working.
It's not Working Girl. The top three billed people were Elizabeth Shue, Brian Brown, and Tom Cruise. And it's a motion picture called Cocktail. That's a point going to Mark Ellis.
If you've gotten Elizabeth Shue, do you get
weird,
that?
Yeah. It's weird, Doug. I think of that as a movie about a guy moving to the Caribbean.
Yeah, he does leave New York after a while. You're right.
Moved to New York twice in the movie.
I heard he moved to Montego, Jamaica. All right. Key Largo.
Hey, baby, why don't we go to the next guest? See you guys later.
What's happening? All right, so... what happens now, Sam?
It starts with me and then goes to Ellis.
Yeah. Wait. What? He wasn't. It's got to be the two people that weren't.
I wasn't a part of that one.
Right. Okay.
Do we all get consulted on the rules of the game, or is it just?
No, I just always ask Sam before I do it wrong.
I'm not always right, but this time I'm sure.
Okay. Sam, and then Mark, and then Jacob.
Too bad your brother's not here. He could yell out the answer.
No, he wouldn't have known that for you either.
No, I just meant the rules. Plus, Lawrence. He's a nice guy. I like him.
Oh, he's a delight.
All right. Pick between these categories, Sam.
Okay.
Did I tell you not to mess with Mississippi?
Really pushing that.
Or, well, it's a completely different category.
Oh.
Where I must insist that I did tell you not to mess with Mississippi. And then the next option is called Great Scott. And the third category is called Great Scots. Which one of those would you like to play?
Great Scott, singular.
Singular Scott. The films of Tony Scott.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Great Scots is the films of anyone with the last name Scott.
No.
But we're not playing that.
Nope.
So get that out of your heads.
Out.
2006. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie's got action and romance, but he also says it's shallow but entertaining. And he lists 10 names. How many can you get it in, Sam?
Negative one.
What? It's going negative one, Mark.
What happens when he goes negative one?
Shit, I didn't. I thought you might know about this, this part of the game.
Does an actor from the movie come on stage and reveal themselves?
What this means is that Sam is going to not only tell us the name of the movie, but he's going to tell us the name of the top billed person in that movie.
Ooh,
so
boy.
In order to outbid Sam, you have to go negative two or more, which means you have to name two people from the film starting from the top and get them in the correct order as listed by Leonard Maltin.
So, because the category
intense shit, man.
You said these are these actual Tony Scott movies, or they're any Scott?
We settled on the category that's just Tony Scott.
Okay.
Like movies that he made.
Yeah.
In 2006.
He killed himself.
Too soon.
Too soon for him to kill himself?
Yes.
You're right. He should have made a few more.
He should have made a few more movies and then done it. He still had some good work left in him.
2006. Can I get a rereading of the brief description that Leonard gave?
Yeah, you can. I like when people ask for that.
Yeah.
Action and romance, shallow but entertaining, 2.5 stars, 2006, a film by Tony Scott.
That's exactly the kind of movie I would have gotten on Netflix when they still sent you the DVDs.
They don't anymore?
I mean, I guess they do.
I think they do if that's what you want. If you're not into streaming.
I can't get negative two.
You can't do it.
I can't do it to my
guy. You don't even know what movie it is.
I think I know what movie it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't know who was second billed in that movie?
No, I think I know the first star, and I think it's like a huge marquee name, but then it's like, you know, it could be Lawrence fucking Luckinbill.
If we're thinking of the same movie, you're right. That second one's tough. That's why I bid negative one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know how smart you are, Levine.
No, I'm saying... Sam. I'm agreeing with you. It could be Lawrence Luckinbill.
It's nice of you to do a DVD commentary while you're actually up here competing.
For the record, it's a very easy chance I'm wrong.
I think we're
thinking... Sam always loves to point that out.
And I've been wrong after I've said...
It has happened.
It absolutely
has
happened.
It's true. It did happen.
Yes.
There's also going to be a super blood moon tomorrow for the first time in 70 years.
Oh, it's happening right now?
No, it isn't.
Right now.
I heard it's like at 5:50 in the morning.
Well, I mean, it started when it rose tonight up
right,
over the horizon.
But it's going to get into its full...
Right. Well, no, it's the lunar eclipse part is what's going to happen in the Earth.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Is this part of the Tony Scott movie? Blood moon.
Super blue blood moon.
Blood moon doesn't... You go to the ER when you got that. I get my money back when I see that.
Yeah, I can't do a negative two dive there, Doug.
Yeah.
I
hear you.
I think I could tie Sam, but that's about as good as I can do.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sorry, folks. Show's over.
No, it goes on. If
it's
I'm wrong,
over.
You win.
Okay.
Yeah, and if he's right, you each have a point. And then Jacob's still here. So he could go for it the next round. Sam?
I believe it's Denzel Washington in Deja Vu.
That is correct.
It's number two, Paula Patton?
Yeah.
All right.
Paula Patton.
Yeah. Well, Val Kilmer's in the movie.
Yeah,
Bruce
Paula
Greenwood's
Patton,
in the movie.
Val Kilmer.
You know people.
Jim Caviezel. I've got it written down right here if you want me to just say it. I was just saying it.
I know.
You're just guessing. Well, I have fucking right here.
Okay.
Song features
Adam
another,
Goldberg.
Another Beach Boys song in there.
Eldon Henson.
Yep.
He's also in the control room with them.
Yeah, he's number five.
You guys
five.
Remember him from The Mighty and The Mighty Ducks.
Elle Fanning is in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
she
right.
Must have been a little one there.
Was she all also right. In Man on Fire?
No, but Dakota Fanning was.
That was Dakota? Yeah. All right. You're just running through those Fannings.
Orstadt. That's Caviezel's character's name. Orstadt.
Oh,
hey. I actually really like that movie because it involves time travel, and that's the only genre that I really enjoy.
But he doesn't have like a time travel machine, does he? He just sort of blinks and goes back? Or...
No, there's a machine.
There is?
Eldon Henson puts him in there.
He gets into it?
With Adam Goldberg. Yeah, they send him back 7 days or whatever.
I don't remember
it is.
A machine.
There's a machine because it makes a big power outage.
Oh, okay.
And Denzel Washington puts his laser pointer in the machine and shuts it off.
He always wakes up and it's that Beach Boys song, Don't Worry Baby, right?
That's exactly right. That's the song at the beginning and end of the movie.
Yeah. It's like Groundhog Day, except instead of Sonny and Cher, they replaced it.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Do all the movies have Beach Boys songs in them?
Groundhog Day is going to be back in theaters for its, I think, like 25th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 93.
This very week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't go see it, it plays every day forever.
Encore a couple years ago.
They say we're young, but we don't know.
All right. Let's go to the next round. Sam has a point. Mark has a point. But Jacob is going to start us off in this next one. And then we're going to go to Mark.
Nope.
So I say so. Why not?
Because we went to Mark second last time.
What does that have to do with anything?
Goes the other way.
What?
Right?
No, we changed the order the other way around, yeah.
That's fine. I think it's just weird because he's in the middle. That's why I got confused.
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
But also, we're starting with the right person.
Let's give these fellas a chance, Sam.
No. I love a good Malton game. You know that.
I do.
If it had been
that.
Two and done, that would have been so disappointing.
All right, well, you know, we can... We can just sit around and play more after everybody goes home.
Oh, my God. My fantasy.
I'll see you guys.
I'm busy that day.
I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
In Sam's living room, there's a poster of dogs playing Malton game.
That's true. All right, Jacob, which one of these, this is your chance to get a point by picking between... The penis game?
I take that.
Well, I don't know. You might want to hear more. You're not the boss of me? Or...
Related to the penis game.
Get off my planet! Which one of those would you like to play?
But the penis game's going to have like actors named Dick, but there's not enough actors named Dick.
I know, right? That's what I hate about Hollywood. Not enough actors named Dick.
Get off my planet. What was the middle one? You're not the boss.
You're not the boss of me.
I'm going to go for get off my planet.
Okay. Get off my planet is movies that don't take place on Earth.
Okay.
This one's from 2013. Leonard gave it 2.5 stars. He says it's grim and gritty and devoid of fun. And he lists 9 names. How many can you get it in, Jacob Sieroff?
5.
That's his opening bid, Mark. 5 names.
I can do it in I can do it in 1.
Whoa.
Hey. All right.
Sam?
Well, I can't do it in 0 because I don't think I have a handle on what this movie is yet.
Oh, you know, you can do negative numbers if you want.
Yeah. Can I? How does that work? Well, let me mull it over. Let me see if I can. It's 2013. Doesn't take place on this planet. Devoid of fun. Is that what you said, Doug?
Yeah, it's grim and gritty.
Grim, gritty.
He says 1 name.
What the hell? 0 names.
Whoa. So, Jacob, I see what Sam's doing here. Even if he doesn't come up with the right answer, he's forcing a possible 3-way tie and then another round. Jacob, are you going to spoil Sam's plan?
So if he guesses, then Sam definitely doesn't get a point.
Jacob has to challenge Sam,
right?
And then Sam will get the point if he guesses the right name. But if he fails, then Jacob gets the point.
Can I do an Ellis again? Get the description?
Oh, that's what we're gonna call that from now on.
Yeah.
I actually signed
right.
off. On
Who needs an Ellis? grim and gritty, devoid of fun. 2013, 2.5 stars from Leonard, and does not take place on Earth.
I do it in -1.
You can?
No, but maybe.
No, then, no. But yeah. Wait, if you challenge me and I'm wrong, the game goes on. If you're wrong, he gets the point, the game's over.
Well, but
I don't see a problem with that, Sam.
But I think that I don't want to...
A boy has a dream. Why are you trying to step all over that?
This is why this is now...
You really think you know what this is?
Oh, wow. Well, if you say it like that...
Do you have a guess?
I do have a guess.
Okay, all right.
How many names were there?
You're doing it in negative
nine
one. It
names.
Doesn't matter anymore.
No, but no, that affects what if it's this movie I'm thinking of, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smart.
What? How does it affect it? The movie could have 50 or 100 or just 9 people in it. Only the 9 he lists.
Or less than that.
Right, that's true. Yeah. There's a lot of movies with only 3 or 4 people in them.
What I'm thinking of kind of is that type of movie. So.
Oh, shit. All right. What are you going to do, Jacob? Do you want this game to continue or do you want to out guns blazing?
No, we'll let it continue.
Do you want to
let it continue?
Butch,
if I'm right,
Sundance this shit and just
let's keep it going.
A hail of gunfire.
We'll keep it going.
All right, so you're challenging Sam?
Yeah.
Because what if Sam has been poker facing the shit out of this?
I haven't.
Knows the answer.
This is a guess.
Of course, it's a guess.
Yeah,
but it's a guess.
It's a guess.
So it might be the right guess.
Could be.
You son of a bitch.
We'll find out.
Jacob, are you sure?
The nine. If you knew what I'll reveal at some point what I'm thinking, and the 9 does fuck it up. On earth, it seems like. It could be a couple. Yeah.
Do you see what's happening here?
Yeah, but we don't know if he's poker facing or not.
I'm not poker facing. I have zero confidence in this answer, but it keeps the game going.
You do have
probably.
An answer.
I have an answer.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain it is incorrect, but it keeps the game moving. It's a three-way
theoretically.
Tie. What could be more exciting than a three-way tie?
Right, but to press the three-way tie. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It wouldn't be a three-way tie if I have no points, right? So
you got to get a point, but if you...
If I'm wrong, it's a three-way tie.
All right, fucking do it.
Is it Prometheus?
No!
Thank you!
I thought...
Was it...
Wait, hang on, Jacob.
I thought it was After Earth, which would be have only like 2 people in it.
Maybe. Yeah, there weren't a lot. Yeah. There's just the Smiths.
There could be less than 9 people
in
it.
And then, yeah,
it's
you're
around
right.
that time, I think.
Maybe, yeah, it's a few years old. Mark?
I was going to go with Interstellar.
Okay. There's plenty of scenes on Earth.
Wow, look at that. I could have challenged you.
You know, Doug, playing the game is really what I'm good at.
If you got -1 and the title, you would have had to say Matt Damon, Elysium.
Oh,
Elysium.
Doesn't Elysium take place? Part of that takes place on Earth.
Which part?
Like the part with Matt Damon.
The beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning is on Earth.
Yeah, before he gets up.
When they go to Elysium.
I love that movie.
Which is not Earth.
Jodie Foster speaking some kind of nonsense.
That
is fantastic.
She is weird in that movie. Yeah. That is for damn sure. All right, we've got a 3-way tie. Soup's exciting. Let's settle this shit. Mark gets to go first, and then we go to Sam.
No, you go to Jacob.
To switch the order around? You weren't going that way before? Whoa.
Got guy in the crowd mumbling.
Whoa.
Mumbling goes towards the challenger. Don't bring up the challenger. I watch it happen live. It's very traumatic for me.
Yeah, it goes to what the opposite order is. Who challenged the last round doesn't matter. It's just the order
last
changes.
Last time we were going,
and the person who wasn't involved gets to go first. Right, but the person who wasn't involved, because Jacob challenged you, so right. We start with Mark,
right.
And go to you after Mark, right?
The guy,
the order was the other way around just now.
Well, no, it was the other way.
It was.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go to Jacob.
It should go to Jacob.
Okay.
I feel like those were Trump speechwriters explaining to him how the State of the Union is going to work. No, Mike sits behind you. He's not.
All right. You get a pick between 3 categories, Mark.
Okay.
Let's be cops or going back to some classics that we already mentioned tonight.
Which version of Mississippi is it?
Don't mess with Mississippi, or did I tell you not to mess with Mississippi or Let's Be Cops?
I just can't think of a lot of movies that it might be deeper than just the state of Mississippi, but I don't know a lot of movies that take place in Mississippi. But there's.
Did you ever hear of Mississippi is Burning?
Ghosts of Mississippi?
Mississippi Burning, not Is Burning.
Let me go with, I really thought the movie was funny. Let's go with Let's Be Cops.
All right. I like those guys that starred in that movie. They were funny.
They're cute.
This is movies with cops.
I'm surprised to hear that, Doug.
So everything but Sense and Sensibility.
I did not see that one coming.
Gotta say, I thought this was going to be more of a fireman category.
2012 is the year, Mark, and Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. He says that this movie is clear-eyed, and he also says that it seems absolutely real. And he lists 10 names.
I think I can get this movie in -2.
Whoa! It was
like a Scooby-Doo ghost. It's Mr. Benson, the old man who runs the podcast.
Whoa! Meddling kids. Jacob?
2012 Cops.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of stars, right? But he said it seemed real.
3 stars.
3 stars.
Out of 4. Pretty good.
Negative. So Ellis knows this movie.
Pretty good rating. Yeah, he seems to really figured it out.
I have to go -3. Yeah, you got the 4, so I got a swastika.
You know, we beat the Nazis in that movie.
I know, but it's still like it's. I'm looking and it's there. Thanks.
I just
okay, now
the,
I got,
I,
a
I got
negative
the blood
3.
Moon on my side.
Oh, I challenge.
You challenge? Oh, no, you got. I wasn't really doing
nope,
that.
Nope, sorry. Action is passed.
Sam knows the movie, too.
That's that Levine poker face you hear about.
You think you could do -4 is what you're saying?
No, he thinks you can't get 3 actors in the movie.
Oh, I see, and he's challenging me. Yeah.
I'll do you one better.
I don't know.
I'll do you one better. Yeah. I don't think Ellis has the right movie. And I'm very upset that I'm not sitting where you are.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. It's a really comfortable
Sam's
chair.
Getting shut out. Locked out of the action.
I'm gonna. That's the best I have to go on because I don't know it. So I'm gonna trust Sam's instinct that Ellis is off and challenge him.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have any idea what the movie is, then there's no other play really. Yeah. So, Mark, I need the name of the movie, mm-hmm. and then the top billed person, and then the person that's second billed. I'm not gonna say whether any of it's right until you say all 3 things.
End of watch, Jake Gyllenhaal, Michael Pena.
That is correct!
Is that what you thought, Tisa?
Yeah, I was trying to get in Ellis' head.
Mark Ellis is our winner. Nina, come get all your prizes. Congratulations. You get 2 bags and then your own name tag back. Yeah, thank you so much for making that. And congrats on your win.
Thank you, Nina.
Okay, be careful.
Enjoy the blood moon. Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, wait. She gets the toothbrush.
Don't forget your toothbrush. Yes.
Very important.
Have a dramatic toothbrushing session tomorrow.
Donut too. Take a donut.
On us. Oh, he's throwing some donetties.
Oh.
She can do this.
Only got 1 hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you catch a donut right there.
All right.
Donuts. Anybody else want donuts? Okay. Doug, I know you like to throw donuts.
Well, you know, we got to wrap it up, but I'll throw one.
I've never seen you not throw donuts.
Yes, sir.
I saw you tweeting about it today. You got something big to plug.
Oh, yeah. It's a YouTube Red pilot called I'm Poppy.
Yeah.
Do some of you know who Poppy is? Okay.
One person group. Clapping like they're trying to...
Yeah, well, she
and
is,
the scent of a woman.
She's she's a viral YouTube sensation among tweens and other communities that I'm not a part of. And she's huge. She has literally, I think, 50 million subscribers on YouTube. So YouTube Red finally wised up and threw some money at her, and they made a pilot for YouTube Red called I'm Poppy. And I'm in it, and it's technically behind the YouTube Red paywall. But hey, if you're not a member, free 30-day trial. So just sign up, watch I'm Poppy, and then cancel. And then when YouTube's like, hey, why'd you cancel? Be like, because there was only one episode of I'm Poppy. Make 500 more. And make sure Sam Levine is well-paid in all of them. And then your work is done. So thank you very much.
This sounds like a terrific plan. I'm going to get right on it.
Thank you, Doug.
Jacob Siroff, what do you got coming up, dude?
I don't really have a whole lot to plug. I'll be at the American Comedy Company on St. Patrick's Day weekend. I know that's far in San Diego. And just everybody tweet at Mark and make him and his friend have me on their show that they refuse to have me on. I think they're scared of my Star Wars abilities.
Oh, is that the,
it's been years of Mark going, if it were up to me.
You talking about the Schmodown?
Yeah, the Schmodown.
No, you wouldn't fit in there.
Why do you say that? I don't know.
You're not enough of a schmo.
What constitutes a schmo? It sounds like a Yiddish
word. You got to be an unclassy individual.
How do I not fit in?
Because look at you, just the way you're eating a Donetti. You have your pinky finger out. Mark Ellis, what do you got to plug?
I'm entranced by this high society. Donut eater. Have you been to Mr. Gatsby's parties in person?
Gatsby doesn't have Jews at the parties.
Gatsby, what Gatsby? It's my favorite line in that movie. What do you got going on, dude?
I got the movie Trivia Schmodown. Sam Levine is a perennial favorite in that. Jacob Siroff, you can catch him soon. Doug, you're welcome to come announce a game sometime.
I love it.
Movie Trivia Schmodown, you can find all that on YouTube. YouTube has a new pay-free version. And you guys can go to that and also check out Schmoes Know, and I host a daily show called Collider Movie Talk on Collider Video.
You host the daily show?
Thank you. I host the daily
show. That's what I heard him say, yeah. He hosts the daily show.
Does that mean I do now?
Doug Loves Movies is back at the Neptune Theater in Seattle on Wednesday, May 23rd. And thanks, you guys, for being here and having an amazing night of competition.
Thank you to the great fans.
Yes. Let's hear it for them.
We got four rounds of Malton Game, guys. That's not easy.
Can I thank the people that voted for me?
I guess so. You don't seem to understand how when I'm wrapping it up, you're like throwing donuts and asking for special requests. And go ahead.
Thanks to the people that voted for me. You told me it was 500. You told me you had the listenership was about 100,000, and I had this revelation at some point. That's a half of 1% of the listenership that voted for me. So thanks to the
other 90. Yeah, people don't vote.
Well, the other 99.5%.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm still here.
No, that doesn't mean everyone else would have voted against you. They just didn't vote.
In this joke, it does.
Okay. One more time for Sam Levine, Jacob Siroff, and Mark Ellis. As always, not winning shit comics don't want is a shithead. It seems like everything these days is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no